WATH Athens.
We've got partly sunny skies here in Athens and 63 degrees on our way to a high of 80 today. The chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. This is Stephen Figel, and I am your host for another edition of Party Line here on The New Mix. And today's guest is Neil Cohen, the Coolville Village Mayor. Neil and I will be talking a whole lot about Coolville over the next 15, 20 minutes. So stay tuned for another edition of Party Line. Good morning, Neil, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us this morning. And we're going to talk a whole bunch about Coolville this morning, starting off with a question I generally like to throw at you mayors, and we've been visited by several of you over the last month or so, and it's a good thing as we learn about the municipalities and villages here in the Tri-County. You being the mayor of Coolville, you are obviously one of the biggest cheerleaders the community has, no doubt. So tell us some of the great things. Tell us your infomercial about the village of Coolville, if you will.
Well, the thing with Coolville is the fact that I moved here 10 years ago, Easter weekend, so I just really enjoy Athens County. Coolville is just a very unique place with the standpoint that it's a small community. I come from, was born and raised up in Newark, Ohio, which is in Licking County. And up there, you're right between Columbus, on the doorstep of Columbus, and Zanesville in between. And the biggest difference I found out when I moved down here was things are a tick slower. And people are a lot friendlier. Those were two of the biggest things that I could find, differences that I found out early being here. And again, I've been here for 10 years and really had no background in politics whatsoever, other than watching our village. When I first moved down here, they were putting in their sewer system, which was mandated by the EPA. And there was a few problems, and I ended up being probably one of the critics of the village, and I did a lot of writing and talking about, and finally last summer I was approached by a few people that, hey, you know, you should run for mayor. And it was like, but then they said, well, you know, you said this and you said that. And I'm like, yeah, you know, so a man of my word, you know, if you talk the talk, you better be able to walk the walk. So I ran for mayor, and as of January 1, I'm here. So the thing about Coolville, like I said, I just love it. It's a great place to raise kids. We're a small community, tight-knit community. We have a lot of, we try to help our own. People, we have a good mix of senior citizens, older couples, and younger families. We have an outstanding elementary school in Coolville Elementary, which is part of the Federal Hocking School District. We work a lot with the school. Actually, one of the big projects that they're just finishing up on is opening up a new playground to the public, which will be, I think, in May when they'll have the ribbon cutting. Hopefully, I will be there. And we also have a lot of small businesses in towns. Some of the larger ones, Hopewell Health has a facility there in Coolville, Arcadia Nursing home is there at the far end of Coolville. We also have a Family Dollar. Go Mart has a truck stop and restaurant. So like I said, there's a lot of things. Plus, we're nestled right in close to the Ohio River. The Little Hocking runs on our eastern side of our village. And here lately, we've had a little bit of high water.
Just like a lot of people in the community,
yeah.
Huh?
But, you know, we're about 5 miles away from Hockingport, which is right down on the Ohio River. And we get a lot of sportsmen and bicyclists. And like I said, it's just a very, very beautiful community. People get along and people look out for each other, and you know, we just want to get better.
And I know that's a big part of what made you want to run for mayor to begin with. So let's talk about a few of the things that are coming up here. I know this weekend you have a big event. It's the Coolville Cleanup Day, which is on Saturday, April 20th. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, our Coolville Community Cleanup, it's our annual one. We usually have it in March or April, depending on where Easter. We try to have it on Earth Day, but Earth Day was back in March, and now we ended up, we wanted to give the residents a good chance to do a little spring house cleaning and get stuff together. And so at our March the 12th council meeting, we set this date up with the help of Roxanne Chickie, and who was a former mayor pro tem and councilwoman there that is very involved in a lot of our doings in Coolville. And we'd like to, you know, Rumpke Waste, we'd like to, they're one of our primary sponsors. Without them, with the dumpsters and donating all that and getting rid of the refuse, you know, we wouldn't have this day. Rumpke's done a very good job for us.
That's good. And I know that an event like this, it's a very important, and it's also a good team building exercise for the community. The event itself will be collecting things like unwanted trash, doors and windows, bicycles and toys that are no longer wanted, scrap lumber, furniture and carpet. And I understand that folks can make arrangements ahead of time for some of the heavier items like appliances and furniture to be picked up. Is that correct?
Yes. All they have to do is call me at 740-641-5271 to schedule that they have something to be picked up. We will have a couple trucks going around the community. All we ask is that you get it to at least curbside. And we will pick it up and take it down there and dump it for you. Also, we will have a gentleman that's coming over from Parkersburg that's going to be doing some scrapping, picking up washing machines or dryers, refrigerators, things like that that we can't throw away. But he will be able to, you know, put it to good use. We will have him going around also. So we've kind of expanded it. It used to be everybody, you just brought your stuff down and threw it away. But we've expanded it a little bit this year to try to be a little bit more friendly to maybe people that, you know, can't pick up stuff and things like that. So, like I said, we just hope everybody takes advantage of it and uses it to get rid of garbage, you know.
Yeah, get rid of the clutter that most of us can't stand having around but never seem to want to do anything about. The event, again, is this Saturday. Participants will be assembling in the parking lot of White Funeral Home. This is going to be beginning at 9 o'clock, continuing until 4, correct?
Actually, we're going to go till 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, and it will be a day-long event for residents of Coolville, able to give them a chance to get rid of stuff. Here are a few of the items that will not be accepted during the cleanup day. No tires, no car batteries or batteries, no paint, no fuel tanks, no liquids. I assume you're talking about caustic liquids, pesticides, and things like that.
Paint.
Right. No hazardous chemicals, no fluorescent lights, no Freon refrigerant, no electronics, and no medical waste. But again, doors and windows, unwanted bicycles and toys, scrap lumber from those building projects, furniture that you don't want, old used carpeting, and unwanted trash. Those are things that will be accepted for the Coolville Community Day this Saturday, April 20th, beginning at 9 o'clock. And again, everybody assembling in the parking lot of White Funeral Home. Let's move on and talk about some of the other things that are happening. You provided me with a few talking points. You have Founders Day celebration coming up in June on the 8th. Tell us about that.
Yes, Founders Day is a festival that we've had. Actually, it's something that I've enjoyed over the years. Actually, all the events that we sponsor there in Coolville are very enjoyable. We try to work it towards the kids for free without charging anything. This will be like the fourth year that I've been working on the committee. Again, Roxanne Chickey heads up our Founders Day committee. And like I said, we work, we pretty much have everything etched in stone. It's the second Saturday in June, June the 8th this year. It always starts out, we have a bunch of vendors that line up on Main Street, 7 o'clock in the morning, and they open up at 8. We have food trucks there. The Coolville People's Club will have a breakfast there from 8 a.m. to 11. The Coolville United Methodist Church is having an ice cream social and food. They're in the middle of town, right across from the elementary school. They do a fantastic job. All the ice cream is homemade. There's also a parade that starts at 10 a.m. We also have a cruise in by the Mid-Ohio Valley Wide Trackers. That's there in the parking lot of the school. We also have a special exhibit coming in for Goodness Snakes. It's all dealing with snakes and for kids, basically. Again, it's free of charge. You can come in and, again, I'm not a snake person, but, you know, there's a lot of people out there that is, and you can have all your snakiness and all that stuff there. We also have a kitty pedal cart competition. There will be a Tawny Tots cutie contest at noon. There will also be this year garden tractor pulls. I know a lot of people out there are into souping up those lawnmowers and stuff, and it's a big thing at the fairgrounds and stuff. We will be having that. Some of our live music at 2 p.m. We have a stage set up there by Village Hall. We'll have Frosty Ridge at 2 p.m. And then from what I'm told, Eric Atkinson will be there at 3 p.m. He's one of the up-and-comers in the country music scene right now out of Nashville. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll have Double Shot there to do their thing. Again, there's also be horseshoe and cornhole tournaments. And like I said, it's going to be a great time. Again, if you have kids, there'd be a lot of free stuff. I just scratched the surface. I know they're doing spin art and a couple other things that are going on. But again, that's just a small micro sliver of what will be happening on Founders Day on June the 8th.
Okay, Founders Day on June 8th sounds like a lot of fun. Certainly an event or a day-long event for folks in the community to enjoy fellowship with neighbors and friends right there in Coolville. We're talking, by the way, if you're just joining us, with Neil Cohen, who is the mayor of the Village of Coolville. Mayor, let's talk a little bit about some of the projects that are coming to your village here. You mentioned that ODOT Brimstone Road closing is going to be taking place on Route 50 sometime this summer. What is the project all about?
Actually, that'll be next summer, 2025. We found out at the first of the year, we got a phone call from ODOT, actually a letter, wanting to let us know about the project. And anybody that's been down around Coolville knows that we have a couple of dangerous intersections where you have to cross over 50 to go to GoMart or back to the village.
Needs a light.
And they are coming in to close that, and then they're adding lanes. It's a little complicated to talk about. You basically have to have some visual aids to see what they're going to do. but it's going to take, they're going to do it the summer of 25. There will be, I will say, make sure you pay attention because there will be some public meetings that will be open where ODOT will be coming in and answer any of your questions. I know us as a village council and mayor, we have some questions and stuff, and they're coming in on the 23rd, I think next Tuesday, at 12:30 at Village Hall to have like the first of many meetings that will be going on.
That intersection that you referenced, I'm familiar with. My late mother-in-law stayed in the nursing home that you mentioned at the top of the program, and it always struck me as being a little bit dangerous given the fact that traffic is coming from a dip, sometimes not very easy to see. I don't know if the light is the best solution, but something needs to go there. It's good to see that they're going to be addressing that. Again, a project that begins next summer, not this summer.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the waterline replacement project, also slated for next year in the spring.
Well, this was something that our village council, the new council, came in last year and started working with the county commissioners. Obviously, we missed out on a lot of the COVID money and stuff that came out back in 2020, 2021, because we didn't know if we were still going to be a village or not. So we got that back behind us, and we're alive and kicking. But basically, what is going on, some money is available for us. One of my main goals is getting our infrastructure taken care of there in Coolville. Council was able to get the ball started. We have a contractor out of Logan, DLZ, that's going to be doing the project. They're also securing a lot of money for us to pay for this, where it will be a very, very minimal cost to the residents. We will be replacing all of our water lines and meters with the most up-to-date meters and stuff that will be able to be read a lot easier than the old way of removing the cap and working your way down and getting numbers, anything to eliminate any mistakes and stuff. All that will be starting in the spring of next year is the start date. So needless to say, it's something that we need. It's the first step to redoing our infrastructure, getting the water lines and meters in, and then we want to try to get sidewalks and get some pavement poured. We haven't had any pavement poured in Coolville since 2009. Needless to say, asphalt is very, very costly, and we're working towards getting everything taken care of there in Coolville because, unfortunately, it has been neglected. You know, you can throw the blame around wherever you want, but it's time to start taking care of our village. So that's what we're going to do. If we have to get a 5 or 10 year plan, we're going to do it. But we're going out being very aggressive, asking for money. I think the mindset in the past was that somebody was just going to come in and parachute down money on top of Village Hall. But that's not the way you got to do it. We got to go out. We got to be aggressive, which we have been doing since the first of the year. I've been on the run. Council's been on the run, going to meetings, asking. I mean, the answer is always going to be no if you don't ask. And like I said, so far it's been we've been pretty successful getting some grants and stuff in and picking up a little bit of money here and there. And, you know, we're working for the people there in Coolville.
Well, you know, in our final moments, let's talk a little bit about your village council. You are one member on it, serving as mayor. Let's talk about some of your colleagues.
Actually, at the end of 2022, we were down to two people, Curtis Rude and Roxanne Chickie. Roxanne played a pivotal part in putting together council, getting people on there. Our council right now, we have Tom Todd, Curtis Rude, Christy Bonner, who's a local businesswoman there, Dale Reif, who moved in a few years ago from Connecticut. She was a mayor up there in Connecticut, somebody that I've been able to draw a lot of advice from. And then her doctor, her daughter, Dr. Tiffany Reif Oman, who is a principal down in Meigs County, she has done a very good job for us also. Again, we do have one seat that's open. We're hoping to fill that soon. But those five people have just done probably one of the biggest reasons why I did run for mayor was because I knew all five of these individuals, and they're looking out for the best interest of Coolville.
One of the partners that you just spoke of, Tiffany, I know her. She and I did some acting at Wolf Mountain on a couple of their plays over the last year.
Yeah, she was just telling me she's been working on, what's the latest one?
Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias the other night. She was telling me about it. And I'm going to get down there because I that's one thing I really miss is the plays and stuff. And there's really... haven't been to one in a long time. I used to go up to up in Cleveland, downtown Cleveland, up there to see a lot of plays and
well,
stuff.
Well, she I know she has a passion for Coolville, so
yes.
It's nice to know that you have some like-minded individuals who have the same end game in mind, raising the standard of life, the quality of life, the quality of community. Which is so important because I don't care how big or small the village or community happens to be, there has to be something going on there, brings people together that also gives them hope for better days ahead. And
yeah, working together is the biggest thing. I mean, we've been, the whole time that I've been down there, other than the last couple of years, everybody's been fighting amongst each other, and that's just not the way to go. And I mean, you can see the neglect to the village that has happened over that. And now things are starting to get done because everybody's working together. It's like the old thing, rowing the boat. Everybody's got to row the same way or you're not going to go anywhere.
Certainly makes it a lot easier. Folks, we've been talking with the mayor of the village of Coolville, Neil Cohen. He's been our guest this morning. And we've talked about a number of things, including Cleanup Day, which is this Saturday, the Founders Day celebration, which is coming up in June, as well as some projects that are coming up in the spring and summer of next year. Mayor, do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to add to the program before we conclude?
No, we'd like to see everybody come to Coolville. If you're not doing anything on a weekend, come on down. Like I said, I think you'll find us a very nice little village. We have a lot of things to do. If you like to fish or bike or just come down to have a meal at Go Mart at the restaurant there or just stop in and say hello. I live on the corner of 3rd and Main. You can stop by and you might see me out on the porch relaxing, but I doubt because the missus keeps me, the honey-do list never gets small. So you probably see me out cutting grass or doing something, but come on down to Coolville. Like I said, this is a different Coolville now. It's a new era, and we're very, very excited on getting things done. Some of the other things that do happen during the year, we also have the first Saturday of every month, the fire department there has their breakfast. The second Saturday of the month, the People's Club, they have their breakfast. They're on 3rd Street. Other than our community cleanup and Founders Day, we also have Oktoberfest, which is the Coolville Volunteer Fire Department in September. Halloween is Ghoul Fest, something that we just tried this year on Main Street. And again, everything is worked around with the kids. We also have Christmas in the Village, which Coolville, Restore Coolville, which is another group that helps out the community. They take care of that. And then the Coolville United Methodist Church always has their live nativity every year. Again, we're a small little quaint town and a lot of things. And come on down and, you know, we'll treat you right and show you a little bit of hospitality.
Well, thank you for stopping by. And, folks, I will put the mayor's contact information on our Facebook page here in just a little bit if you missed the information that was shared earlier in the program. Also, I invite you to check out the Village's Facebook page as well, which will give you an idea of some of the things that have gone on and will be going on during the course of the year. Mayor, thanks for stopping by. Can we count on you visiting us again?
Sure thing, Steve. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, folks, and thank you, Mayor. That has been another edition of Party Line here on Mix 97.3 FM and 970 WATH. It's time for Spring Recycling Day.